Joining us right now, he will be a big part of that. Former quarterback from Missouri. He was a national champion. More than 2,400 yards from scrimmage and 16 TDs this season. The 2020 NFL Combine begins Sunday, in fact, in Indy. The 2020 NFL Draft is April 23rd through the 25th in Las Vegas. My guest is Kelly Bryant. Kelly, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I appreciate you for having me on.
It's good to have you. In fact, we haven't done this in a couple of years, so it's good to get caught up. Let me ask you this. You're a few days away from the start of the Combine. How have you been approaching your preparation for the Combine, and how eager are you to get there and get to work?
Oh, man, this is the interview of a lifetime. You know, once I got the news that, you know, I would be attending the Combine, I just, you know, knew that, you know, the 4 days I'm there, you know, that's a chance for me to allow teams to get to know me from a personality standpoint, and also for a lot of people to see, you know, on the field work and, you know, how I test. And, you know, just the opportunity of a lifetime for me. So I'm just happy, you know, and blessed, you know, I get to, you know, be in the spot where I can have the platform to, you know, showcase my abilities.
Kelly Bryant joining us. Now, you've had an amazing journey to be where you are right now. Just so people understand this, you grew up in Calhoun Falls, South Carolina, population 2,000. What was life like growing up in Calhoun Falls?
Oh, man. So whenever someone asks me where I'm from, you know, 99% of the time, no one really knows. So, you know, I have to really, you know, do a good job of explaining that. But, you know, like I said, small town, one red light, 7-Eleven, Dollar General, and the Dollar General is pretty much like our Walmart there. So it's not a lot of much to do there. But, you know, just being in a small town and just being from South Carolina, it just, you know, shaped me to who I am today.
We're talking to Kelly Bryant. Now, your mom, Deborah, talks about how you had this amazing energy really from the jump, that you were like the Tasmanian devil because you were always running around. In fact, one time, she said that you were going to climb the side of a house until the side of your house until she talked you out of it. Is that true?
Yes, sir. That is true. I didn't even know. Oh, man. So Spider-Man is my favorite, like, superhero. And, like, growing up, I always wanted everything Spider-Man, from the costume to the little web goo. And just me, I was just, like I said, so energetic that, you know, that's basically what I wanted to do. You know, what I saw on TV and in the movies, I just wanted to be, you know, the real-life Spider-Man. So, yes, sir, that was me.
I love it. Kelly Bryant joining us. Now, the summer before your junior year, you went to Wren High School. And then shortly after you arrived, you met Tanner Donahoe, another student who had Down syndrome. You and Tanner really hit it off. Tanner's father mm-hmm. talks about what you mean to Tanner and the entire family. How would you describe your relationship with them?
Oh, man. They've been a blessing to me. When I first met Tanner and his mom, it was orientation right before school started. And I was with my mom, and we was going through, like, meeting all the teachers that was on my schedule. And literally, I remember walking by them, and his mom was like, "Hey, Tanner, he can be your protector, I guess," because it was his first time as well coming into the school. And, you know, me just making a conversation, and then, you know, we went about the rest of the night. And literally from there, you know, I saw him in school, you know, hey, you know, talking to him, sitting at lunch, and then the relationship just grew. And, you know, just since then, man, their family has been so really open and so well for me. And my family, just how we've just bonded together, you know, they've just been a blessing to me as well.
That's a great story. Kelly Bryant joining us. Now, Kelly, you tweeted the other day that you're going to be raising much for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation with your performance mm-hmm. at the Combine. Thing is, when you were a junior in high school, you got really sick during a game, and you were vomiting blood. I would imagine that was really scary. What do you remember about that time?
Junior year, and in the middle of a basketball game, so I had not been feeling really well, like, that whole week, and just was at the game, and it just felt like I had to throw up, and I just remember throwing up, and the team had just left to go back and finish the game, but I just stood back, you know, in the locker room because I just didn't feel well, and throwing up, and then my high school coach, football coach, Coach Jeff Tate, came in, got my parents in there immediately. We got rushed to the hospital, and it was really a scary time for me because, like I said, I'm a 17-year-old kid in the best shape of my life at the time. And just to go through that whole, you know, process, you know, just being in the hospital for 2.5 months without being able to eat and just not knowing what's going on and have to go through the surgery and get the infection out of my stomach. And then also just, you know, learning how to walk and eat again, gain weight. You know, it was a really scary time, but, you know, through my family and my friends and the support and everyone I had around me, you know, just helped me to get back on my feet.
Now, Kelly, just so we're clear about this, you went to the hospital and doctors found a softball-sized abscess, and you were diagnosed with Crohn's disease. You spent all that time there. You lost nearly, actually more than 50 pounds. Your parents were at your bedside every single night. Your grandmothers were there during the day. It seems to me it would have been pretty easy at that point for you to say, you know what, football's not in the cards. My career is over. But you didn't. How come?
Man, I'm a fighter. Mr. Rome, you know, it's been a story of my life. You know, just had to deal with a lot of things, adverse situations. You know, just whenever I just have a tough time, you know, I just revert back to, you know, being in that hospital bed, living with my grandmothers, just each and every day with my parents who was at work. And, you know, it just gives me an extra fuel to my fight. And, you know, that's just been my testament, just been my story, you know, each and every day, you know, how to get up and get out of bed.
Kelly Bryant, you are a fighter. There's no doubt about that. So you go to Clemson, and then you ultimately end up at Missouri. When you first went to Missouri, what was it that made you feel like that was the place for you?
Like I said, I had announced that I was leaving Clemson, and you know now I'm pretty much in the recruiting process. Like the hospitals do, you get your five visits, and so you know I said before I make a decision, I'm going to take all five visits. You know, see what's out there, see what would be the best fit for me. And so I took on one visit, and then Missouri was the next visit. And just pretty much, it was me and my mom and my quarterback coach, Ramon Robinson. And I remember being at the airport right before we got picked up. And I was like, man, this is just a visit. I just want to say I came to Missouri. I'm definitely, it's too far from home for me. I don't even want to go, but you know, time I got there, got greeted by Austin Carter Samuels, one of the quarterback guys there, and just seeing the love and just the support, and then just getting to know Coach Derek Dooley. You know, he's just coming from the Cowboys and seeing the work that he'd done with Drew Locke the year before, and how he got him, you know, in the position, you know, get be a high draft pick, and just the transformation that he made in the year within the offense. And I was like, you know, that could be the spot for me. I can definitely see myself coming to a situation, you know, thriving in, and then all the guys, you know, was pouring into me, you know, why you should be here, you know, what they loved about the organization, the whole program. So, you know, I just feel like all, you know, the stars were aligned for me to be a Mizzou Tiger.
Kelly Bryant joining us. You know, Kelly, it's a great story. It makes sense. However, there's more to it. In fact, there's so many stories from your time at Missouri about how you impacted the people around you. There was the academic fraud investigation last January. It resulted in a ruling where all of Missouri's seniors could transfer and not have to sit out. You had only recently arrived at Missouri, but you get up in a meeting and you say that you're staying. Linebacker Cale Garrett said, quote, "I'd only known the guy for a week," and he's saying that. It was definitely a respect moment. That's when he truly won me over, end quote. So what moved you to speak, and what did you say in that moment?
The biggest thing was, you know, it was just a weird day, to be honest. Like, we had got a team meeting out of nowhere. And, like, all the players and all of us, we wasn't sure, you know, what was going on. And then coaches just, you know, was kind of giving off, you know, not so good vibes. So in the back of my head, I'm like, somebody get fired? You know, it's like, what's going on? And so when Coach Odom, you know, delivered the news, you know, he left nothing, you know, behind closed doors. He laid it out there, you know, as much information that he knew to all of us. And, you know, he said, you know, seniors, anybody, you know, you have the opportunity. You can leave if you want to. No one's going to look at you any differently. And for me, like I said, I just got there, and I was like, man, I do not want to go through the recruiting phase again. And I learned a whole new coaching staff and the program already, you know, invested, you know, like I said, a couple of weeks I already been there. You know, I'm getting to know guys, and I'm building a relationship. You know, the last thing I want to do is walk out the door as soon as things just went bad. And, you know, something like you said just got into me where I had to, you know, just get up and say, you know, I'm staying. You know, I just want to be a part of this program, you know, just try to, you know, flip the script on this whole, you know, story that we already got, you know, going in through the new year already.
Kelly Bryant joining me for another moment or so. You know, Kelly, something else the guys around you talk about is, you know, aside from your ability to lead from the front and impact others, you have this great ability to block out the noise around you. Now, you know how this works, right? The draft evaluation process, everybody is going to pick you and everybody else apart to try to find something wrong with you. So how are you approaching it? How do you block out that noise and just be sure to get in and do your work every single day and not get impacted by anything negative?
This process, just never get tired of telling your story. You know, like you said, guys been telling me you're going to be saying the same thing over and over. It's going to be mentally draining, but you never know, you know, who's that story may connect to and who might fall in love with you. And, you know, like I said, that's just an opportunity for me to tell my story and let people know the real Kelly B, you know, what they're going to get, you know, if they decide to call on my name. So, you know, just being mentally strong and not listening on what's going on, just listening to any doubt or whatever may be going on around you, and just continue to stay positive and, you know, just not getting tired of doing the routine things.
Kelly, last thought. I mean, you've demonstrated this in the entire conversation you and I have had, but obviously teams are going to want to see what you can do physically, and you'll show that. But what do you want teams to know about you as a leader and as a person?
What you see is what you get. I'm gonna be a committed guy. I'm a winner. You know, I'm a perfectionist. You know, I just want to do everything, you know, in the best of my interest, you know, to give everything to an organization. You know, I'm not going to be perfect, but I'm going to strive to be perfect. And, you know, you're not going to have to worry about anything outside of the field. You know, I'm going to be a high-character guy who holds myself to a standard, a high standard as well.
He played quarterback at Missouri. He was a national champion. The numbers speak for themselves. You've got the NFL Combine getting underway Sunday in Indianapolis. You have the draft itself, April 23rd through the 25th in Las Vegas. It has been called the biggest job interview ever. It's a good way of looking at it. Kelly Bryant, my guest. Kelly, so good to get caught up with you. I really appreciate your thoughts. I'll look forward to seeing where you end up, where you get to live and work, and it's great to have you back on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Kelly, that was fun. Really good to talk to you. Appreciate you. Kelly Bryant. That's a different guy. Big personality, great story, great background. And I think that he would be a credit to any organization or team where he ends up.